A senior Ukrainian government minister, Denis Monastirsky, is among at least 16 people who died when a helicopter crashed close to a nursery in a suburb east of the capital, Kyiv. Several children also died in the incident, with many more injured. A Ukrainian Air Force spokesman has said the investigation into what caused this morning's crash will take time. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described it as a terrible tragedy. Well, let's talk now to Christopher Miller, who's Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon, Christopher. Just a terrible tragedy. A kindergarten in east of Kyiv caught up in this, the location where this helicopter came down. And at the moment, though, the suspicion doesn't seem to rest with a Russian missile or something that arose as a result of the conflict.
That's right. You know, there's not been any on-the-ground fighting in Kyiv since last spring after Russian forces retreated from the Kyiv region. So as of right now, it does look as though this just happened to be a tragic accident. And as you said, the investigators are on the scene right now. And so far, preliminarily, we know that they haven't found any evidence of foul play. But they're going to be, investigating this for days, if not weeks, to find out the cause of this. What we know is the helicopter was a French helicopter that had been provided to the Interior Ministry. And to my knowledge, there had not been any previous problems reported with these helicopters. The Ukrainian officials use these to transport themselves to and from frontline areas. And we know that this helicopter was en route to the eastern city of Kharkiv. Of course, it didn't make it there and crashed into a residential area, including on top of this kindergarten.
Because of the risk of missile attack, how have the Ukrainians been moving around, in helicopters? Because I've read reports that the practice has been to stay fairly low.
That's a good question. Yes, they fly fast and low, oftentimes less than 100 feet above the ground. Certainly in eastern Ukraine, they do so with very little difficulty. The terrain is very, very flat and sprawling. There's not a lot of objects in the way when you get outside of larger cities. In Kyiv, obviously, you're going to have high-rise buildings that are going to be an issue, and we know that today. I'm looking outside as I speak with you, and it's a very cloudy, gray day in Brovary, where this crash took place. There was really, really dense fog, and so there's been some who have said that the weather could have been a factor today.
Christopher, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for that. Christopher Miller with the Financial Times in Ukraine. Well, now.